Blog Talk Radio.
Baby Nation said, why cancel? I can do it. So here she is sitting beside me. We're going to do some news today. And we've also been out this morning. She's been sharing some interesting theories with me about storms. Amazing 9-year-olds have such existential thought. Yeah, she looks, yeah, sure is what I'm getting. Y'all know this is my child, so she smiles and she's being quiet today. So how are you doing this morning, baby? Super freckless, just fun. What does that mean? Just a good word to make up. Ah, did you have a good weekend this week? What did you do?
Oh,
you went on a plane? Wow, where'd you go? Did you swim? And where else? What else?
I have actually very small, so don't have to worry about
it. It was right on the beach. I also heard you were bungee jumping. Did you bungee jump? See, Baby Nation is a daredevil, y'all, in case y'all didn't know. I did tell y'all, daredevil, jumping off a high building.
And I do flips on.
See? So, Miss Baby Nature, of course, she and I were talking this morning up in the grocery store, and you were talking about, you had a theory about storms.
Yeah. I had a theory about storms that it starts out as wind, and then the wind is a lot, so it knows how to turn into a hurricane, and then the hurricane knows it's hurricane season, so realize it needs to create itself and go to a certain place where the place gets most of hurricanes, like that.
So you think it's alive, like it has feelings and stuff?
Yeah, so then when it hits land, it's hurt because it loses its energy.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that, ladies and gentlemen? She's basically saying hurricanes are Skynet. Y'all be afraid, run. She doesn't know what Skynet is yet. I haven't introduced her to the world of Terminator, but probably we'll watch that this week. So when I make the next Skynet reference, she won't look at me like she's looking at me now, like, what is wrong with you? What is Skynet? Remember we saw Terminator? Do you remember?
Which Terminator?
Never mind. We'll talk about that later. Okay, so y'all came here for some news this morning. I got something juicy to share. Now, Baby Natrix has heard me complain about this quite often, that EA is the devil. Don't I say EA is the devil all the time?
Yes, it has horns.
So, of course, EA was banned, or they have been banned, from signing an NCAA deal for the next 5 years, and they have to refund their customers. EA has settled a class action lawsuit that claims its exclusive rights to the NFL football were an illegal monopoly. Now, we all have known this went on years ago. I mean, years ago when they started, you know, you couldn't make a – remember ESPN had a football game? Y'all hear me talk about that often. I loves me some ESPN football, but there was never another one made. So the $27 million settlement means a restriction on further exclusive deals between EA and the NCAA, and they also owe people some money. Kotaku, our frenemies over at Kotaku, are reporting that EA now has a 5-year ban on signing another exclusive deal with the NCAA. Now, this doesn't mean that when its current deal ends in 2014, EA can't continue to make titles like Madden, which some of you love. What it can't do is make them exclusively. Meanwhile, the $27 million will go to customers who bought an NFL, NFLPA, NCAA, or AFL title after 2005 and on Xbox 360, Wii, or PS3, and those who bought a game on PS2, GameCube, or Xbox can claim either a $195 or $679, respectively. I do not know how this is going to work out because I know I have bought at least three of those games. Wow. We have a Madden. We might still have a Madden or two hanging around here, you think?
Yeah, the GTA count?
No, GTA is not Madden. We can't claim on that one. That's sad. Wow. Well, we can probably get us $1.95 or something. Again, it is a lawsuit that was filed back in July of 2008, and it's open to all of us who has purchased a Madden NFL, NCAA football, or arena football title between January 2005 and the present. The plaintiffs in the case are, of course, us. So we get some money. I just don't know how we're going to get this money, not as of yet. So we may just keep an eye out or keep it locked here. We'll tell you as soon as we know. You'll know. Right. Lots of good and interesting other news going on. We're probably going to have some charts for you in just a second, but I do want to tell you about, yes, Splinter Cell.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
I didn't like Splinter Cell. You liked it.
Yeah, it also had that Big Daddy.
No, that's BioShock, baby girl.
Oh, yeah, BioShock.
Yes, well, this is about Splinter Cell Blacklist. Which you all know I'm not happy about at all.
None of us are happy.
Jay says, of course you're my child, but you figure out the Skynet thing. Yes, that's my child. She's all about the conspiracy. And what do we do when we see zombies?
You take a gun and make sure you shoot in the head twice.
What's that called?
Double tap.
That's right. That's my child. Okay. And if mommy becomes a zombie?
Chop your head off and keep going.
Keep it moving. That's right. All right. So anyway, Ubisoft has... See how mommy's all random. The gameplay, of course, in the new Splinter Cell demo that Ubisoft showed at Microsoft's press conference during E3, of course, looks Splinter to most every other Splinter Cell game in existence. Splinter Cell Conviction in Sin was a great game. It's just not a great Splinter Cell game since players felt that Ubisoft had removed a lot of the features found in previous games that resulted in Conviction being an action title with little or no stealth, or as we call it here, stealth for dummies. Basic features such as dragging and hiding the bodies. You remember Mom used to do that? Yeah, that's my favorite part. And non-lethal takedowns were replaced by Sam Fisher gunning down the opposition like every other run-of-the-mill action hero without any consequences. And even though the demo for Blacklist shown at E3 was more or less the same, Ubisoft has stated that there will be more stealth elements. Yay, we may pick this one up. We may pick this one up. Because it was kind of like playing Assassin's Creed, but in the future. Yeah. You know I love Assassin's Creed, right?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed has so many stealth. It reminded me of that man that you were racing with.
What man was I racing with?
In Assassin's Creed. Remember when you were racing with him and you lost a bunch of times and you finally got him?
Yes, I remember. You can't be telling my bad stories when I mess up on the air.
Everybody needs to know something.
They need to know? What do they need to know?
Something.
Okay, well, apparently the demo is going to give you a taste of a different kind of Splinter Cell, but stealth is still supposed to be the vital aspect of the game. According to the official Xbox magazine, in an interview with Patrick Redding, they says you're going to see lots of locations driven by darkness, and they said they want to show some variety, and this was the best way to do it. So far, most gamers that have played have gotten the impression that Blacklist is pushing more towards action than stealth, which is not true, he's saying. Another reason many gamers are upset with the game is Ubisoft's decision to change the voice actor for Sam Fisher and the character model revamp, which makes the 50-year-old protagonist look like he's just pushing 30. Boo! Ubisoft explained the reason for the voice actor change was the publisher needed a young voice actor who would be able to perform motion capture for the animations. Basically, they're being cheap. They wanted to pay one guy to do both things. You're out of order, ma'am. The game is being developed on a modified Unreal Engine 2.5 and will be released for Xbox 360, PlayStation, and Wii U and PC sometime in 2013. Yeah. Yes. By the way, Baby Natrix got to see the Lara Croft trailer for the first time last night.
It was awesome, and then it sucked because a man was trying to rape her.
And then, but did you like that she got up and she fought back? Did that make you feel better?
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted her to stab his eye out.
Okay, no stabbing eyes. Did we talk about that?
Okay.
No stabbing in the eyes, unless they're zombies, in which case you're free to stab them in the eyes, okay?
Yay.
Yay. You're getting
zombies are evil.
Well, they're not evil. They're undead people. Mommy was a zombie 2 weeks ago. I told you.
That's a lie.
I was going to eat a face. Mommy was hungry.
You kept eating a bunch of
I'm thinking about eating your face right now. But you, that was for me. Thank you. All right. On to more news. Nintendo is looks like they're going to be the first into the digital space. Being digital only, that means. I know a lot of companies are talking about it. EA veteran and investor Ben Gordon is weighing in on the issue. He says Nintendo continues to be pressured on all sides, not only by Microsoft and Sony, are likely exerting pricing pressure on the Wii U coming this holiday, but the onslaught of smartphones and tablets and free-to-play has completely changed the gaming ecosystem, and specifically Nintendo hardware, they're saying, may not be greatly desired in the future. Now, this is from, again, entrepreneur Ben Gordon. He spoke to GI International, GI.biz International in an interview, and I can't talk today. You think because I was outside in the heat, is that what did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been cooked in the brain. Okay, so on the state of the games business, he said he thinks Nintendo's already on track to become primarily a software company. He says, I can imagine a day when Nintendo wonders, and maybe it's a generational change, when Nintendo wonders if they ought to take up some of their best games and make them apps.
Apps?
Yeah, kind of like on the phone. You know how you play Angry Birds on mom's phone?
But wait, Pigeon, if you're listening, I'm very sorry for kicking your butt so hard.
Okay, you know what? You're not supposed to admit to that on air. No admitting to violence towards animals. But anyway, so imagine if Mario Kart, which you like, was you could play it on the phone.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Find the
game. Yeah, then you can take it with you in the car. Gordon does point out, however, that unlike Sega, Nintendo hasn't made any huge missteps, and having Shigeru Miyamoto on your team helps. So far, when Miyamoto makes a perfect game in his career, he makes games worth $200. It's worth buying it for a system.
That would be fair.
Well, not that it's going to be $200, but it'd be worth that much. Anyway, if you could go over to GI.biz and check out the full interview with Gordon, and he'll be talking about some other topics, including Facebook, mobile, and Activision. And are you excited about the Wii U?
Yeah, I am, actually.
You like it that it has the tablet?
Yeah.
You know what I like about it? You and I won't be fighting anymore over the console. Then you can play a game, and I can play a game.
But that day I was still thinking of getting another Xbox Kinect.
There will be no other Xbox Kinect.
When you have half of the room, and I have the other half.
You still can't play because I don't want to play Dance Central, or whatever you're playing.
Just dance.
Whatever, I don't want to play it.
Too bad.
You mean too bad? Anybody want a child?
I'm very smart, and I know a bunch of science.
No, she did not. And by the way, Jay, she did not get the eye-stabbing stuff from Ginger. That is her own personal little thing. She likes eye-stabbing. I like to cut, or I'm now eating faces. So she's all about some eye-stabbing. I don't know why. Let's see, she's making the fist now. No eye-stabbing.
No.
No, you were mimicking eye stabbing. Yes, yes. No, ma'am. Out of order. Okay. I'm always out of order. Mom's always out of order. Okay. So, stuff going on with Apple and Samsung. Yes, they are still fighting. I cannot believe it. Do you know who Apple and Samsung are? See, gamer kids. Well, to break it down in the simplest form for other people out there, Apple says you stole our stuff, Samsung says you stole our stuff, and they're fighting over it. So they've been having a battle going on for almost a year now regarding the Samsung Galaxy Tab, which is like the iPad. So they say you stole our iPad, and then Samsung says no, you stole our Galaxy tablet, whoever was first. Apple sued Samsung in April 2011, alleging that the Galaxy tablet violated its design patents. Now, Samsung is claiming the lawsuit was forced by Apple over the iPhone maker refusing to negotiate fair and reasonable licensing terms. They say our position is Apple has refused to engage in negotiations. Samsung attorney Neil Young told this to Computer World. The hearing today, which is going on in Sydney, Australia, where your cousins live, Mimi. Yeah, Justice Annabelle Clare Bennett's courtroom centers on the two patents dealing with some power control and how 3G packet headers are formed. Samsung is charging that Apple violated the patents. A third patent won't be discussed in court until October. Boo.
Yeah.
My breath. You know what? No, ma'am. No. I'm done with you. I'm eating your face after the show. Your face looks tasty.
Bye.
Come here. Give me kisses.
Yeah.
See, face biting. There you go. You fell for it. All right. You know what I think it's time for? They need some charts.
Sure.
Can you read those charts? Can you tell them what they like playing this week for some odd reason? Some of these games, I don't see why.
From 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1? So what's number 10?
The Elder Scrolls V from Skyrim.
That's one of our favorites here, isn't it?
Yes.
We might have to do some Skyrim a little bit later.
Number 9 is Max Payne 3.
Which we haven't played yet.
Number 8 is Batman Arkham City. Number 7 is Mario & Sonic London 2012 Olympic Games.
You like that one?
I haven't played it yet.
Do you think you might want to?
Yeah, I do.
So I have to go to the red box, huh?
Maybe.
What
number
you got
6 is Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Pop Distance.
Dream Drop.
Dream Pop. Yeah!
What about number 5?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
We played that one, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like when we play that one, don't you?
Number 4 is The Amazing Spider-Man. I don't see how people like that crap.
What about the next one?
Number 3 is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
We don't like that one here either, do we?
Number 2 is London 2012, the official video game.
And number 1?
Lego Batman 2, DC Super Saiyan Heroes.
You don't like Legos, do you?
No, they stink!
Why?
My cousin has one.
Oh, but this is the game. But you like Lego Star Wars.
That's different. I was a kid. I was naive.
As opposed to now. Okay. Are you grown up now? Did I miss something? No? I missed a lot of stuff?
We need to catch up.
Oh, God. All right, new company call, Hipmunk. Yes, you see.
I'm looking at you in a real crazy face. Hipmunk.
That's the name of the company. It's called Hipmunk. They launched their first premium account product today, and they said they're not focusing on the money. Instead, Chief Executive Adam Goldstein is bent on delivering new products. This one just happens to diversify his business model and bring a little extra cash bonus score. You're welcome. The company recently took on $15 million in funding, released a business class account product today centered around helping administrators at small to medium-sized businesses book travel. So they would help us book travel.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah, Goldstein told our People's Adventure Beat that administrators around Silicon Valley complained of a need for this product, and he saw a way to deliver. But that doesn't change the fact that the company, which makes the majority of its money off of commissions on booked flights and hotel stays, is expanding into new revenue streams. He says, I think a lot of people's criticisms have been displaced. They see no ads, and they think we're making no money. In fact, we're making lots of money. In fact, Baby Natrix and I are going to go over and eat their faces. They have so much money.
That's not fair.
He says, it's not like we're hurting for cash. Hipmunk's new premium model includes a lot of what you see in the free and consumer version, with a few key tweaks. The existing calendar tool shows events in line with flight and hotel search results, but in the business account is available for both Google and Outlook. The consumer version also only supports the consumer version only supports Google Calendar. Employees can set preferences for travel, such as favorite airlines or hotels in a specific area. These results are pushed to the top of any searches an administrator makes for that employee. The email tools, however, seem like the most valuable function. Administrators can choose a few different options and click a button to send those options off to an employee. Hipmunk automatically generates an email with all the pertinent information for each flight or hotel option, airline times, and any layover information as well, and provides an approve button for each. The employee then clicks the approve button of their choice, and an email is automatically sent to the administrator, alerting them of the employee's choice. That sounds like some nice software. We could use that. Yes, and well, then I'll make you do it. So the product is supposed to be free for the first 60 days, and then it's $10 a month for the first year, which Chipmunk is saying I hope will attract to some of the stingy small business. Thanks a lot, Chipmunk. Well, the second year will bring. Goldstein doesn't know yet. He's testing the product on these first customers, who will likely get to keep their low $10 rate as a thanks for being an early adopter. And, of course, you can cancel any time. Isn't that nice of them?
Sweet.
It's nice and it's sweet?
Yes, it is.
All right. Oh, this is one of our favorites, Walking Dead game.
Walking Dead.
Is it not the best game ever?
We had the demo.
No, we didn't have a demo. We had a full. We had a full version. We just played the first chapter.
I'm gonna do the next.
You know what? We're going to skip that one because I don't like what they're saying about this game. I don't think I like it.
Did they say it sucks?
They said it sucks, and it does not. We like it.
Well, then they suck. How do you know what it feels like?
Well, those of you out there playing Diablo 3, you should probably get some gold. Mm-hmm. According to WelcomeToGreen.com, there is no denying you can basically go around the entire world of Diablo 3 without having to spend a dime for the initial purchase, except for the initial purchase of the game. And a lot of players would just settle to beat the game as it is. But if you ever wondered why you should get Diablo 3 gold, we'll tell you why. First of all, you get to enjoy the game. When you're out there in the game farming, I bet you're not having any fun, because especially if you're doing this on a daily basis, like 4 hours a day, it's not so much fun as work, which you shouldn't be doing when you're playing a game. So if you
rot your brain.
It does not rot your brain. So if you want to go for the fun part, then you getting some Diablo 3 gold is a good idea.
Okay.
Second would be that you can go ahead and socialize instead of farming. Now that farming is out of the equation, as a gamer, you can go ahead and spend more time socializing and make more friends online. We like our online friends, don't we? Lastly, you can go ahead and head out and join the game in PvP. Since PvP is supposed to be the biggest judge of your character's strength, once you've bought the best games and items through best items in game through Diablo 3 gold. I'm going to bite your face after the show. You can be sure to enjoy PvP like never before. Therefore, if you want to get more out of the game than just farming almost half of the game's lifespan, then you can remove that part and just go for the gold.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Mm-mm-mm. I know, supposed to
let me
out.
What do you have, crazy Tourette's, going on? All right, anybody out there going to Gamescom, flying over to Germany? We wish we were. We're not, but we can tell you who's going to be there. Konami, and they have announced their lineup, what they'll be showcasing. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
They'll be showcasing at least 3 of their upcoming titles at this year's Gamescom event. The publisher has not yet revealed whether it'll be holding a pre-Gamescom media briefing, although details of the press conference could still emerge over the coming weeks. PES 2013 will be showing off Metal Gear Rising Revenge and Castlevania Lord of Shadows. Mirror of Fate will also be presented to the gaming fans at Cologne next month. Which one are you most looking forward to? I say Metal Gear because we like Metal Gear.
Well,
you haven't played Metal Gear yet. I've played almost all of them except for that one with the little blonde-haired boy that you hear me gripe about quite often. I didn't like that one. Yeah, see, we'll talk about him later. We didn't like the little blonde-haired boy at all. We got a while to go yet. Okay, well, you know what? I say this every day, and for some reason we do it anyway. Never, ever, ever scroll. Never scroll, people. All right. It is evil. Wait a minute. This one, we gotta try this. Okay, so Hotel Transylvania is coming to the Nintendo DS and 3DS. That's right, peoples. Game Mill Entertainment, an independent publisher of entertaining mass-market video games, announced today its plans to release Hotel Transylvania for the Nintendo DS and the Nintendo 3DS handheld system on an action-adventure video game based on Sony Pictures Animation's upcoming animated comedy, Hotel Transylvania. Hotel Transylvania, the game, is set to hit the store shelves this September. The film, of course, will be released in theaters on September 28th. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Hotel Transylvania, Dracula's lavish 5-stick resort where monsters and their families can live it up. Free to be monsters, they are without humans to bother them. On one special weekend, Dracula has invited some of his best friends, Frankenstein and his wife, the Mummy, the Invisible Man, the Werewolf family, and more. Probably be some zombies there, too, you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also to celebrate his beloved daughter Mavis's 118th birthday, for Drac, catering to all those legendary monsters is no problem, but everything could change for the overprotective dad when one ordinary guy stumbles into the hotel and takes a shine to Mavis. Ooh. Featuring a wide variety of locations, puzzles, and boss battles galore, the game creates an imaginative and fun way to interact with the movie characters developed by WayForward. Hotel Transylvania for Nintendo 3DS and Nintendo DS is rated E.
For everyone.
That's right. See, even a child knows the ESRB rating.
But, you know, 3-year-olds don't know how to use game handles.
You did. For additional information, Game Mill's line about Game Mill's games, you can go to game-mill.com. If you're interested in, there she go. You think you might want to play this? So when I take you to see this, you're going to go, right?
Yeah.
You're going to go and not look back?
Yeah.
I'm not going to hear complaints?
Yes, I
am. Mm-hmm. You didn't say that about Dark Knight. I'm so mad at you.
But still, it seems like it will be bad.
I want to see it.
Fine, this is your idea.
Yes, it is my idea. You go with me because you have to go? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Children. Children.
Realize that, right?
I offended all the children?
Yes, yes, you have.
I do believe that I live.
Bite your face off.
Oh, now you're going to bite my face. I see.
Yes, you're offending children.
See.
I did not offend you adults.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chinese mobile gamers, you guys are off the chain. It's a new report. China's mobile games market for 2012 includes an analysis of mobile games usage, hardware adoption, mobile game behavior, and Chinese mobile games market size, and a five-year forecast. The analysis includes a forecast calling for mobile games revenue to realize a six-fold increase from the 2011 market to $600 million in the next 5 years. Myco's report pieces together fragmented mobile games.
Have an explosion.
Yes, they have.
An
explosion of amazingness. I think I'm going to borrow that. This is supposed to shed light on the behavior of mobile gamers based on two widespread surveys conducted by the firm in recent months. Myco's project Fast Growth in Mobile Games Revenue in China is led by a rising adoption of 3G usage. Why I can't talk today?
3G.
Soaring. That's not really fast. There's 4G.
I'm 3G.
Is that what it is? 3G-ny? To make sure if we see that on TV that you go ahead and say that they stole that from you. I have 3G. Soaring sales of smartphones from a wide variety of vendors is also playing into it, and the desire to play entertaining, inexpensive games on these smartphone devices. This is from Miss Lisa Cosmas Hansen, who is the managing partner of Nyko Partners. Mobile games and web browser games are the two buzzword segments in China's game market this year, and Chinese game companies are racing to deliver their games on multiple platforms to satisfy gamer demand in every way possible. I don't know. That means we're all addicted.
I am confused to death.
You're confused to death. See, you are all abuzz on Twitter. You know what? There will be no more Tourette's. Because they're going to make me put you on some medication. All right. Why? Okay, so Sony's also confirming that they will be at the Brazil Game Show. I know there's a lot of gamers down in Brazil. We used to have a Brazilian girl that used to work with us here a long time ago. Sony has confirmed its attendance for the 5th annual Brazilian Game Show, where it'll showcase some of its biggest releases for the Brazilian market to date. A number of games on Sony's release sale are being fully localized for Brazilian gamers, including God of War Ascension, Little Big Planet Karting. That's one of your favorites, huh? Mm-hmm. Sly Cooper Thieves in Time, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royal, and Sports Champions 2. Many of these games will be demonstrated on the Brazil Game Show. Go Brazilians! Glauco Rosner, who's the general marketing manager for PlayStation at Sony Brazil, said in a statement that the Brazil Game Show became a reference in Latin America among the fairs intended for gamers, producers, and developers. Said this year we'll take several games to the fair, reinforcing the importance of the national market for the PlayStation brand. I think this is great because they do have a large market down there. Yeah, they don't get a lot of attention. We don't tend to think of those countries at all. We just kind of think U.S., UK, and Australia. Sony's attendance is representative of the company's ongoing investment in both the Brazilian and Latin American markets. The company has 3,500 employees across its offices in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, and its factories in Zona Franca in Manaus. Sony also has 7 retail stores in cities across Brazil. The game market in Brazil is one of the main markets in the world, added Sony Brazil's Carlos Pascal. I may have said his name wrong. In Brazil, Sony maintains a position of market leadership, reinforcing the company's commitment to always seek the best for the Brazilian consumer. The Brazil Game Show, the biggest show of its kind in Latin America, is now in its 5th year and remains entirely focused on showcasing and developing the national games industry and gaming market.
What are you doing?
I am tenderizing your face so that when I eat it later, it tastes, it's easy to chew.
I'm going to cut you.
Oh, baby cutting. Okay, so the Brazil Game Show takes place this October from the 11th through the 14th at the Expo Center North in Sao Paulo. You can go over to their website, BrazilGameShow.com.br, to check it out, and you can also get tickets there as well.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You're having issues.
You remind me of that bird that goes, ha, every morning.
Okay, now, this one you should like because Baby Nantrix loves science. Yes, this is an artificial jellyfish. Geeky, right? Unfortunately, y'all can't see the jellyfish, but it looks like a real jellyfish, but it's artificial. The scientists created it from silicone in a rat's heart. this is another awesome scientific moment, they're saying. From Harvard University, researchers that have engineered an artificial jellyfish from silicone and cells from a rat's heart. Harvard bioengineers constructed a freely swimming jellyfish from a chemically dissociated rat tissue, and it's a silicone polymer. This is documented by the Journal of Nature and Biotechnology. This research lab mostly focused its time on creating models of human heart tissues that could be used to regenerate organs. It created the artificial jellyfish to help the team better understand muscular pumps by reverse engineering one. Yes, instead of calling the creature a jellyfish, the Harvard scientists instead referred to it as a medusoid. The medusoids were designed using various computer programs so the life form would mimic jellyfish behavior, including how it swims, how it feeds, and how it interacts with animal fluids. The team is writing on their blog that they said that the constructs termed medusoids were designed with computer simulations and experiments to match key... I don't know. It's supposed to match key determinants of jellyfish propulsion and feeding performance by quantitatively mimicking structural design, stroke kinematics, and animal fluid interactions. The combination of the engineering design algorithm and quantitative benchmarks of psychosociological performance, you stop it, suggested our strategy is broadly adaptable to reversing engineering of muscular organisms or simple life forms that pump to survive. Morphologically, we've built a jellyfish. Functionally, we've built a jellyfish. Genetically, this thing is a rat. It is, yeah, and if you go onto YouTube, you can see the video. Yeah, you can see the, look it up under artificial jellyfish made from rat heart. This is disturbing. Look at it.
Ew, that really is disturbing.
That's disturbing. And if you're watching on Twitter, we'll probably pop a link in for you so that by the time you hear this. This is disgusting. It's also scary because, you know, if they can make jellyfish, what else can they make? What can they make? Zombies.
There are already zombies in the world. They didn't even make one.
Zombies.
Zombies created their own life. What do you know?
I'm going to eat your face. That's what I know. After the show's over, I'm going to eat your face.
Everybody knows that.
I'm going to eat your face after the show. And a hello to Plants vs. Zombies, who is now following us on Twitter. Speaking of zombies.
Yeah.
You like that one,
oh,
too?
Oh, wait. That was Math
vs.
Zombies.
Math vs. Zombies?
That's different.
You are such a geek. I love you.
You have to do math to destroy the zombies with these little ray gun things.
Where did you play that?
Isn't that
the breakfast? Oh. At your teacher's? Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting.
It is. You have to, like, make a math problem. When your gun fluid is out, they'll have, like, these little things on the side that you have to get it right to raise back up all the ray gun thing, and then you keep shooting the zombies by answering math problems.
That's interesting. See, I have a little one who is into the zombies. And I agree with you, Jimmy. That's way too close to Metroid. Wait a minute. I lost my news story. Okay, yeah. Trace Sensa. We've been talking about this company for quite a few weeks, bringing their cross-platform multiplayer development technology to studios. And I told you about this one, I think, a while ago. Trace Sensa announced the launch of its new platform for mobile and social developers to create single and multiplayer games that are compatible with all devices. They got the support of $1 million angel round funding. The new company will provide cross-platform and multiplayer technology and services that let producers focus on their game's fun and creativity and lower the time and expense of game development.
That's a lot.
And expose new innovative channels for game discovery and monetization. So basically, you'd be able to play a game with me on the phone while you were on the iPad at the same time we play together that way.
How about I'm on an Android and you're on a computer?
Yes, anywhere. Tricenta.
Even if you're in Germany and not in America?
Doesn't matter where we are and what we're playing on, we'd be able to play together. Tricenta was co-founded by former Tremor Video executives Rob Grossberg and Vincent Obermeyer, along with former CodeWalla CEO Rakesh Raju. The company is based in New York, and with an R&D team in Pune, India, never heard of it, will provide support for the entire life cycle of game development and will help optimize profit potential for independent developers and game studios of all sizes. but now we have. Within the emerging mobile and social game markets, we recognize the need for social games to go mobile and for mobile games to become more social, said Rob Grossberg, who is the CEO of Tricenta. To bridge the gap between the social and mobile markets, we provide a framework, technologies, and services tailored to meet the demands of game studios. An initial game built on the Tricenta technology called Stranded. You die.
Dead.
Yes, it's based on the hit animated property Happy Tree Friends, which I played a long time ago. I hated that game. Do you remember that game? I had that on Facebook, and it was the thing with the big eyes, and you were like, you didn't like it. It looked scary.
I don't remember what it was now.
Developed by Mondo Studios. Was launched this week and can be played at mondoshows.com/games/stranded. We'll probably play after the show. Rakesh Raju, Tricenta's CTO, will be leading a session July 26th at this summer's Casual Connect conference in Seattle. Entitled Rapid Game Development for the Mobile Web, the story of Happy Tree Friends Stranded.
I do not know what Happy Tree Friends is.
You can go over to trendsena.com, TRESENSA.com, and check out them out. You do too. You remember, you said it was scary.
Please don't mind me.
You said it was scary. That's why you didn't want to.
Don't remind me.
What is wrong with you, child?
Just don't remind me.
You don't want to play Happy Tree Friends?
No.
Why?
I don't want to.
Why? Are you afraid of the Happy Tree Friends?
Stop acting like you're a murderer in my house. Acting like also sweet, but then creepy in a weird way.
Your friend. All right, Shoot Mini Robots Arena Kings is in, well, they're still in beta, I guess. This is from Demure Studios. Comes the Shoot Mini Robots Arena Kings, which is a PvP follow-up to its recently released Shoot Mini Robots. The new standalone title, Arena Kings, is an online deathmatch that pits players against each other in a game of porcelain thrones. Ew. In Royal Flush, the kings must murder each other to collect their crowns and flush them down a teleporting golden toilet, naturally.
Ew. Is it like 50 feet tall?
Oh, yeah. Why does it have to be... I'm not even going to answer you. The new content and updates are being added to the game weekly based on feedback received directly from players. Don't just stay tuned to see what happens next. You can be a part of it. The game Arena... Ew! The Arena Kings is a free-to-play title for the PC via Steam and is currently in closed beta. Prospective kings and queens can sign up. Yes, kings and queens can sign up at Arena... Wait a minute, arenakingsbeta.shootminirobots.com. They do send...
No.
The toilet thing not doing it for you?
No!
Baby Natrix. They're quoted as saying, "We're taking our favorite parts of Shoot Mini Robots and stirring in PvP competition and gameplay that's constantly evolving." This is from Will Jennings, who's the lead designer at Arena Kings. He says, "It's like a big, tasty vegetarian stew with lots of guns in it. But it's also alive and mutating and fighting with other suits." Well, we've got. While I've got a notebook full of weapons. Oh, God, don't talk about a Tic Tac commercial. That reminds me, you know what? I've been meaning to talk about that on the show. It's bad out there, I've seen a Tic Tac commercial where they give you the stats. They said.
You said, start shaking it over something, and then talk about toilets.
Yeah, it's like most people spend most of their life in the bathroom. shake it up. Get a Tic Tac. And I'm like, why would you mention the bathroom in the same breath as something you put in your mouth?
Something.
You put it in your mouth. Who? Yeah.
Unless you want to duck your head in the toilet.
No, we don't need the visual. Thank you. Anyway, Will is saying, he says, well, I've got notebooks full of weapons, special moves, and pants. I can't wait to add, what's really exciting is getting to hear from players the earliest stage. I don't either. Hear from players in the earliest stage of the game's development and giving them what they're asking for. Sometimes it's the very next weekly update. Arena King still has zany gear from Shoot Mini Robots, like Butterfly Wing, Tidy Whiteys, which is underwear, Deep Sea Diver Helmet. Check, check, check. And we'll continue to expand the creative uses of a multitude of equipment, completing challenges to upgrade your arsenal and unlock achievements. It's only the beginning of how Arena Kings will continue to build upon its predecessor.
No, I do like the toilet. It's my worst enemy.
You can go over and check them out at Demiurge Studio. It's DemiurgeStudios. I'm trying to help them out. Or you can sign up for arenakingsbeta.shootminirobots.com if you're... That is not very appetizing, I have to admit. And they want to know why you don't want to play Happy... No Happy Tree Friends.
I don't like it!
Horace, you have to see... They took it down from Facebook, but really, it was kind of creepy, even as an adult, to have this little thing staring out at you with these huge eyes, and I had no idea what to do with it. And
I got to say, connecting is better than that.
And I do believe it was in Japanese, so I really had no idea what I was doing, and the little thing kept making this noise, like, every time. It was really disturbing.
But connectables is not disturbing.
Connectables is disturbing.
No, it isn't. You say, I'm your friend, Anna.
That's exactly what it says before it jumps out of the TV. It jumps out of the TV.
It's
waiting.
Why is it waiting? My Dia goes scratch and say, scratch!
Okay, you need to calm down. No more sugar for you. All right, Russian hacker Borodin says it's game over for iOS exploit. He's now focusing on the Mac. Remember we told you about him last week. He says it's been 10 days since he unleashed... Can I say it? I can't say
it.
I'm going to whisper it to them. I'm not allowed to say bad words while Baby Nation's on the air, she told me. This is for he unleashed it for Apple with his iOS in-app purchasing exploit. But after successfully countering some of Apple's attempts to shut him down, Borden is calling it quits on his iOS hack. Instead, he's going to focus more on his Mac operating system X exploits, which were unveiled over the weekend. He says, by examining last Apple's statement about in-app purchases in iOS 6, I can say that currently game is over. He wrote this in a blog post referring to Apple's fix for developers against his exploit. He said, currently we have no way to bypass updated APIs. It's good news for everyone. We've updated security in iOS and developers have their air money. Borden went on to say that he'll continue running his iOS exploit service until iOS 6 comes out. Apple has offered developers early access to some APIs to... I'll explain to you what it is later. Access to some APIs to secure their in-app purchases, but it won't be able to widely fix Borden's exploit until iOS 6 is released. He hinted that there is something in store for Mac's Apple Operating System 10 App Store. The exploit is similar to the iOS in-app hack, but it also requires a separate app called Grim Reciper. Really?
What?
Apple hasn't yet responded to Borden's Operating System X hack, but... One would imagine that it would be tougher to fix since the desktop operating system is more open than iOS.
I don't know what that means.
Yep, I'm going to explain to you after. Previously, Borden, of course, is taking advantage of Apple's short-sightedness when it comes to in-app purchases. Instead of tying purchases directly to consumer accounts or devices, Apple's in-app purchase receipts can easily be reused with Borden's method. And, of course... We know how to do that by accident. You know when we download apps from the App Store? It's by accident. We didn't even exploit.
Then you try to get me to play it.
Of course. On iOS, Apple also sent customers Apple IDs and passwords in plain text, which could allow the hacker to easily collect login credentials. It's unclear if that's the case for the Mac exploit as well. What are you fussing about, little old lady? All right, Verizon Wireless. Yeah, they're trying to jump on the bandwagon. They're calling it their new gamification of their website. Look at that. Isn't that, yeah, see, they got achievements and everything. Gamification is the use of game-like mechanics to increase engagement with non-game activities. It's, of course, become a very popular way to boost interest in everything from corporate websites to education. Mm-hmm. Verizon-employed gamification vendor Gigya, who we like, which also brought aboard through digital agency Modal, Gigya considers the implementation to be a case study in gamification. Verizon is a top wireless carrier with more than 108 million subscribers, and on its website, the company is trying to create a community of socially connected Verizon wireless users. Modal began building Verizon's Insider. You know what? I think we're off the air, actually, Baby Nature. Yeah, we're about to be. You know what, guys? We're going to tell you bye and be on our way. Looks like we underestimated our time or overestimated our time. We will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. I don't know if Baby Nature is going to sit in with me or not, or we may end up taking the day off. Woo! We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a fantastic day.